When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 8619. Well, if you haven't been watching the price of gold, it's up another $7.50. It appears that Kitco has finally bitten the bullet and revamped their somewhat awkward website, where the first thing that hits you in the eye now is live spot gold, which is exactly what you want to see. And it gives some other interesting metrics here. 30-day change, it's up $72.60, which is 5.19%, certainly better than the Dow has done. The one-year change, really impressive, because we're talking year over year. So from last August, when it was hitting lows, to now, it's up $263.70 the ounce, up 22%. So that makes it probably, during that time, short of Bitcoin, one of the best performing investments or assets that you could hope to own, if we only knew then what we know now. Well, as always, write us with your feelings, your thoughts, kl@kerrylutz.com. Hey, we're delighted to have a new guest on the show, somebody who's takes a little bit different look at things, tying asset prices to money supply, to monetary aggregates, to monetary base. It's a fascinating blog that I really think you should take a look at. It's TonyHayesBlog.com. That's Tony Hayes with an E-H-A-Y-E-S blog.com. You'll also find, Tony, your work on Kitco from time to time. And you actually put how long it's going to take you to read these articles, which, hey, when I'm pressed for time, I've never seen anybody do that, Tony. So first, welcome, but thank you for that little heads up. So I know if it's a 15-minute article and I've only got 3 minutes, I better bookmark it and come back to it. I could be a slow reader at times and a fast reader at other times, but your latest thesis here is basically dealing with gold prices. Your view, you believe the price of gold should be around $1,900 per ounce. What's the underpinning of your theory here?
The main driving force that I'm looking at is the relationship of gold to money. And over a long period of time that I've looked at it, I've found that the best indication is the amount of money that is in the monetary base that's actually working in the real economy. Up until about the time of Lehman, 2008, the price of gold was fairly well related to the to M1. Mm-hmm. And I sort of started to look beyond that, looked at the monetary base, which was also moving at a similar sort of rate, and the gold price had gone up on the back of the increase in the monetary base between 2000 and 2008. And then in 2008, the monetary base was boosted at a very rapid rate to help out the banks who were very close to bankruptcy. Uh-huh. And the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or the TARP, was instituted by the Federal Reserve with a very sharp increase in the total monetary base. And it's been expanding since then up until 2014. But I did notice that after 2008, there was a significant increase in the reserves held as excess reserves by the banks at the Federal Reserve. And that meant that much of the increase in the monetary base was sterilized,
right,
and just wasn't out there in the market. And looking at that, you could also relate that to the very slow improvement that we've seen in economic activity following the Great Recession of 2009-10. The price of gold, I figured, was going to shoot upwards with the total monetary base, but that didn't happen. And after 2011, it fell, and I readjusted my thinking to tie it in with the actual amount of monetary base that was working in the economy. So the AWMB, I call it, actual working monetary base. And I figured in 2014 that we should be around about $1,400 an ounce in 1915. And it almost got there on the recovery on a daily basis, but certainly didn't stay there for very long.
Yeah.
However, the increase in the working monetary base has been quite significant over the past 5 years, since 2014. And I think that that actual working monetary base is better than the total, and that the price of gold should be around about $1,900 US per ounce. Unfortunately, the Fed has been contracting the total monetary base and contracting its own balance sheet in the process over the same period. So that, at the same time as seeing other current countries increase their money supply monetary base, you've got a supply-demand balance going on there, which is impacting the price of gold. If you increase somebody's monetary base and contract somebody else's, like the U.S., then the U.S. currency should be stronger. And I think it's going to be stronger for longer because, well, the Fed did announce last week that it was going to stop contracting its total asset supply as of the 1st of August. They were going to stop the quantitative tightening. Other countries have both announced and intend to increase their monetary bases so that their currencies will weaken, as we've seen over the last weekend with the yuan. And with Christine Lagarde coming back from the IMF to the ECB in September, she's going to go back to a situation where the only action that's available for them to keep them out of a recession is to pump up their money supply. So I guess what we're going to see is the US dollar stronger for longer, and that should hold back any runaway gold price on the upside. So I believe the value of gold is around about 1900. It may be some time before the price of gold gets to that level.
Mm, which probably is a good thing. So it's interesting. First, got to ask you to define monetary base, because many of you out there aren't familiar with the art that term includes, and then M1. If you could just define both of those for us.
Well, suggest that they go for the full definition at the Federal Reserve website, which gives it there in all its glory. So the monetary base, I guess, used to be called M0. It's the money that's created by the government, and that includes credits as well as actual cash, that's US dollars in circulation, and one is the monetary base plus credits at the banking system, which are available to the individual. So it's cash plus demand loans.
Right.
The full definition is available on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Well, we'll put in a link to that on the site. Just wanted to give people a little background so you understand where Tony's coming from. So it's interesting that the price of gold could be related to M1 and the monetary aggregate, the actual monetary base, M0, as it were, over time. And still, it's somewhat related, even though gold is purportedly a barbarous relic that has no meaningful influence or participation in the modern monetary system. And yet it's
still... That's why the central banks are now increasing their gold holdings. I don't think it's as barbarous a relic as they claim it to be.
Yeah, very true. So it still has a role to play, even in our modern economy, and it still has value, obviously. So one thing I wanted to just reflect on, Tony, is that what you're saying makes total sense. When you look at gold hitting all-time highs in every currency but the U.S. dollar, that seems to explain it, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a unique situation that we're in. So the Fed has now officially reversed course. Do you think we're going to see the monetary base increase, or is it just going to be static?
Static.
Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah. The actual working monetary base, I expect that to continue to increase because the reserves held by banks at the Federal Reserve still in the order of $1.3 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
That's excess reserves, excess to their needs. And they're just sitting there and they're getting for that the interest paid to them. Mm. On the excess reserves, I think it's 2.1%.
Right. Risk-free.
Risk-free.
Yeah.
So why would the banks want to rush out there and lend into this market, which is which their economists tell them could crash at any moment? Mm. Economists are always worrying. They're like mothers. They're always concerned that something's going to happen, whether it does or it doesn't.
Yeah, they're like hens, right? Always That's plucking right. away, pecking at everything, waiting for the worst thing, waiting for the butcher's axe to come down upon them. So pretty much, though, the economy could continue on like this for quite some time. What about your view on the stock market? My own personal view, I'll just share it with you for what it's worth, and I'm not an analyst or anything else, but just from lifelong experiences, it's going to do exactly the opposite of what the majority of people are expecting it to do. And in this case, the expectation is, we're going to have a bear market. What's your take on it?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
For millennia, ancient pharaohs prospered from unparalleled riches made possible by Egypt's resource-rich gold deposits. But despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world, but that's all about to change. Aton Resources is leading the charge on the Egyptian mining revival. As the only public exploration company in Egypt, Aton Resources has first-mover advantage. Focused on their 100% owned Abu Marawat concession, Aton Resources is advancing several exploration targets, including the recent discovery of the legendary Lost Mountain of Gold at Rod Ruin. Learn more about this exciting drill program and other news at AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
It was a long time ago somebody told me that the stock market would move in a direction that would punish most people.
And he was right, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
I've been one of those people who've been severely punished by it on a number of occasions. So I totally can relate to that. It seeks to frustrate the majority of investors and inflicts losses upon them. However,
having said that, if you look at my blog site to the post, which was just before the one we've been talking about, it was put up on June the 5th that the Dow Jones is a screaming buy.
A screaming buy.
And that's a screaming buy.
Uh-huh.
The two vectors which drive the value of the stock market. One is the interest rates, which since 1981 have come down from 15.2% to 2.25%. That's the 30-year bond yield has dropped that much since 1980. Now, that has given you a bull market in bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think of equities as perpetual bonds, they would also have gone up the same amount that the interest rates have come down and pushed up the bond market. So it's about a five-fold increase from that. But the difference between the bond and the equity is that the equities have a variable coupon. And largely it's been rising. That's the dividend has been rising over that period. We've come from about $55 per share on the Dow in 1981, and now it's $620 per share. So there you've got a little more than 12, 13-fold increase. And the Dow back in 1981 was trading around 840. Some days we move more than that in terms of points.
Isn't that amazing?
840 then. But the value today is somewhere in the region of 60,000 on the Dow. So the Dow Jones right now is price at whatever the hell it is, 25,000 or so, is less than half its value.
Mm-hmm.
And if one looks at the third chart on my website, it's the 30-year bond yield, equity yield ratio from 1981 to 2019. You can see how the ratio tells you when you're overpriced and underpriced, where the market should be and where it actually is. And we should be around 60,000 and we're around 25,000 right now. So the value is 60,000 and the price is 25,000. Now, why is there a difference? Well, everybody knows the price, but they don't know how to work out the value, which is why I've got at the top of my website. Nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. That was written by Oscar Wilde in 1890.
Yes, I know that quote quite well. I think that was the definition of a cynic. Right? Knows the price
cynic?
Of everything and the value of nothing.
Cynic? No.
Yeah, that was his definition of a cynic, one who knew the price of everything and the value of nothing, right? And yeah. So the
Dow is still a screaming buy. The ratio is at the point where it's telling you got to buy. We hit that in 2009. 2012, 2013, 2017, and we're back there again today.
Really?
Mm. It's at June, we were about 21,000 beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
And we've rallied way up to make a new high, pulled back to 25,000, and the value is screaming at you, buy, buy, buy. So it's Tony the Bull, or as one wag put it, my initials are A.G.B. Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
This Montreal wag renamed me as Always a Goodbye Hayes.
That's quite amusing. Well, kind of inclined to agree with you. Public always gets it wrong, and this is the least loved bull market rally in history. Everybody's been saying from the get-go that it can't continue, it can't go on, and everybody has been wrong except for a very few people. You, Martin Armstrong, a guy named Nick Santiago, but very few others. I don't know about 60,000, but I have lived long enough.
The value figure, the price doesn't necessarily have to get to the value.
Yeah, of course.
But it does tell you that at this level, you ain't going to go down much.
Yeah.
And it is in the buying, definitely in the extreme buying range.
Especially
in 2008, the value has gone up and up and up and up and up. And the price has also gone up and up and up and up, but hasn't yet reached its value. Whereas prior to that, we had a very high correlation coefficient between the price and value of 0.92.
So why has the value advanced so much further than the price?
Simply because people are anticipating disaster just around the corner, whether it's going to be a recession, the earnings are going to collapse, the dividends are going to cut, or interest rates are going to go through the roof. Well, they haven't.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I'll
still going to go through the roof, interest rates.
I believe it. I'll share with you.
If we do, then watch out for gold, because that will push the price of gold, the U.S. dollar up and the price of gold down.
Ah, interesting. Well, I'll tell you what my partner always said. The situation is hopeless, but never serious. So I guess one should always bear that in mind. Well, been an interesting conversation. You want to find out more? Read Tony's work. It's Tony Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, blog.com. There's a link in the show notes to the interview. Just click it. You'll get there. Really appreciate you coming on. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen next. Hey, questions, comments for Tony, myself, kl@carrylutz.com. That is the email address, as always. Twitter feed @CarrieLutz. Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Tony, been a total pleasure. We will talk to you again real soon.
Well, thank you, Carrie.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.